The farce called the Middle East Peace Talks resumes this week in Egypt, with Zionist shill Hillary Clinton leading the charade. The hallmark of this charade, the first shuffle of Israel's stacked deck, is Obama calling for an extension of the partial moratorium on Israeli settlements. Where do they get this line, partial moratorium? The Zionist definition for a partial moratorium on Israeli settlements is driving the Palestinians out of their homes in East Jerusalem and the West Bank and corralling them all into a large containment area on the model of Gaza Strip's open-air prison. You see, the Middle East peace talks were doomed from the beginning in the second shuffle of Israel's stacked deck. For the American delegation to the peace talks just concluded in Washington were comprised of prominent Zionist Jews, including Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff and dual citizen of Israel and America, Dennis Ross, Assistant National Security Advisor, and Jeffrey Feltman and Daniel Shapiro of the U.S. State Department. No Irish names here, my friends. The third shuffle of Israel's stacked deck is negotiating with Abbas, recognizing him as the representative of the Palestinian people. No way. Geopolitical experts like Zbigniew Brzezinski acknowledge and recognize Hamas as the legitimate representative of the Palestinians, not a boss of the Palestinian Authority, which has no authority whatsoever. Now, why won't our own U.S. government negotiate and recognize Hamas? I'll tell you why. Because the powerful Jewish lobby dictates and calls the shots here in America, not our own government. But the Trump card was laid out on the table when Hillary Clinton announced at the opening of the peace talks in Washington with this statement: the United States will not impose a solution of the Israeli-Arab conflagration. Where did Hillary Clinton get this line? Surely it was scripted to her by her Zionist enablers, again, the powerful Jewish lobby. In essence, by Clinton making this opening statement, the U.S. will not impose a solution handed to Netanyahu, the ace of spades, whereby he will continue digging his settlements and calling us Americans a bunch of suckers. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are dedicating to helping and supporting those media venues which will publish the facts and cut through all the Zionist propaganda that we are being force-fed with daily ad nauseum. The Zionist house of cards is bound to fall sooner or later. I prefer sooner, don't you?